A new recreation center dedicated to people with disabilities seems to be in the works for the town of Fairfield. For more of the details on this multi-million dollar project, we have on the show Fairfield Chief of Community Services, Anthony Calabrese. And Anthony, welcome to the show. Talk to us a little bit about this new recreational center and where it would be.
Oh, good morning. And I'm happy to be here today. So we are looking to build this this facility at 240 Colony Street, which is off of I-95, exit 23 South. It's the former location of the well-known Pilot House, which also served the special needs population. Basically that's the same facility that we're looking to retrofit here.
So I know the owner of the Pilot House, and I've worked with her many times in the past. I know she had this location as well as a farm, separate location in Fairfield. But will she be involved at all with this recreational center, or is that a completely separate entity? Just curious to kind of flush that out a little bit.
Yeah, completely separate entity at the moment. I'm obviously open to future conversations with her. We're working with a lot of community groups, on different partnerships and ways that we could offer, different services for our community.
So talk to us about sort of the need for this. As you mentioned, it is sort of interesting that this facility that was formerly, I remember it was a town property that was working with the Pilot House Foundation, now turning into a multi-million dollar recreational center for people with disabilities. While they are separate, they are very, I would say, married in the sense that they are providing a service to a population of people in and around Fairfield. I mean, talk a little bit about what people can get out of this recreational center and why focus on this.
Yeah. In 2021, the Fairfield Parks Recreation Department, which is under our umbrella, embarked on a master plan that it hadn't had in many years. And one of the driving comments that we continued to hear were from this population saying that they didn't have a facility and their needs weren't being serviced. That they were leaving Fairfield to go and get the services that they were looking for and the different programs that they wanted to participate in. With that and a new administration coming in, when they said that there was going to be an opportunity to, get a hold of this facility under, our umbrella, they asked, what can you do? And I said, well, we could definitely expand upon, programming for this. There's a need for it. We held our first town hall meeting last Tuesday. We had over 80 people in attendance that came out to, voice what they want to see in this building, whether it was sensory programs, life skills, therapeutic recreation, Special Olympic training, all of those types of things are the things we're looking to bring here to Fairfield.
So, again, we are talking to Anthony Calabrese with the town of Fairfield and this new center. It looks like when I was reading about it there, as you mentioned, life skills, it's not just recreation, but mm-hmm. things like potentially multiple classrooms with multipurpose in it, mock kitchens, for example. And it looks like you're sort of going to be pairing up with a lot of local organizations who can utilize this space. Correct, Anthony?
That's correct. Yeah, we've been talking with the Fairfield SEPTA, which is the Special Education Parent Teacher Association. We've been in talks with Wolfgang. We've talked with a couple of the different universities, Springfield College, Southern Connecticut University. So there's several organizations that we're currently talking to. We're probably about 18 months away from this facility actually opening. We're in the design phase right now. The town funding bodies have approved, $500,000 for the design and exploration phase. So that's where we are at the moment.
Okay. And I also was reading that this site would need to comply with the American with Disabilities Act inside and out, which would include smart technology. Tell us a little bit about, sort of the vision at this point. Again, I know we're in the early stages. You said we're at least 18 months out, but, take us there, Anthony. Let us know what we're looking at.
Yeah, we are looking to make this facility 100% ADA compliant inside and out, as you just stated, from everything from the time the participant gets dropped off in the parking lot to whether they go out onto the playground, onto the field, or into the building. We want them to be able to get there and have full use of that space. So You know, outside, we're putting in an all-abilities playground with a rubberized surface this summer. That'll actually start late July, early August. That's a couple-week project, so we'll be done before the end of the summer, and that playground will be open for use. The baseball field that's there now is a t-ball field. We plan to convert that field to, I'm going to say, a Miracle League field, but that is a branded name. I'm not 100% sure that we are going to join the Miracle League, but the concept is what we'd like to go with there, which is either a rubberized surface or like a very low turf, again, for full mobility on that. And then as you go into the building, again, handicap ramps, ADA accessible, widths within the hallways, dimmable lighting, smart technology in the classrooms that are, you know, have furniture that can be moved around, so you can do different types of activities in each of those classrooms. We're looking to put a full-size gymnasium in this space as well that could also be converted to a multi-purpose space. So again, everything from movement classes to, you know, yoga to just the kind of like, I don't want to say like a hangout space, really. That's what, you know, this building is going to be. And we're hoping to program this, you know, probably 6 days a week, if not seven, you know, again, depending on the need. And it's not just elementary school age or school age children that would be, you know, utilizing this building. We're seeing this, you know, for all ages. Our current adaptive programming is for all ages. So, again, that's what we're seeing and that's what we're hoping for.
And I mean, to kind of echo what you had just said before, again, we have Anthony Calabrese here, who is the Fairfield Chief of Community Services, talking about this facility and sort of giving it new life and helping those who have disabilities. You know, I think you had said it just a few moments ago, Anthony, that there are people who, you know, are traveling as far as Hartford to get the services offered here, even if they live in Fairfield County. I mean, I'm shocked that there aren't more investments in these types of centers. I mean, I love the fact that Fairfield wants to put, you know, the time and energy into this. But it is kind of a missed opportunity, I think, for a lot of towns and cities to do this.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly that it is a missed opportunity. It's an underserved population, and I love that Fairfield is taking the lead on this project, and that, you know, we're going to be the leaders in Fairfield County, if not the state, once this building is open. And, you know, not only are we going to serve our residents, but we're going to have non-residents who are looking to get into this building and utilize our services,
sure.
Which is something that we're open to. You know, again, our recreation programs are very similar. We allow non-residents for a different price point, but that's what we're looking to do. Again, we want to be a service for everybody, but primarily our Fairfield residents.
So, Anthony, of course, the big question and probably one of the biggest reasons why maybe towns and cities don't invest in this, other than not realizing the need there, is the cost. How much is it going to cost to renovate this place?
Yeah, so we're looking at about a $5 million price tag. And again, that's a high-level concept figure right now. With that $500,000 that we received, you know, we're going to be able to firm that number up a lot before we go out to construction. However, we have been working with our state delegation on potential state grants to help offset the cost. And then we also worked with Representative Sarah Keat on the state bonding. So we put in for a $4 million bond, hoping that the state will support this project. And again, like I said, to make it a regional facility, I think we'll get some state buy-in there. So that's how we're going to help offset that cost through those grants and hopefully some state funding as well.
Okay. But then if not at all, again, hopefully you get some state grants. But so Fairfield would foot the bill, though, the rest of it, if the money doesn't come through.
That's the commitment we have from our funding bodies right now. When I presented this project back in January, February timeline for the seed money for the $500,000, the boards all acknowledged that they were, you know, willing to back this project. Because again, $500,000, it's not nothing. So that's a good chunk of change to invest into a project of this scope. So I do believe that our bodies are behind this and fully support it.
Anthony, will you please keep me posted on this? Because I think it's a really transformative project. It's huge news for Fairfield. And like you said, you know, when the time comes, if 18 months down the road this opens up, I think it's going to be massive news for the state. Could you just keep me posted on sort of the timeline and how things are going?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
I would love that. That would be great. And Anthony Calabrese, I want to thank you so much for giving us the time here on WICC, Fairfield Chief of Community Services. Good luck. I look forward to seeing what happens next.